This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. You hear a lot about Iran in the news, and unfortunately, so often it is not good with what they are doing around the world. But in the midst of all of that, God is moving in such a big way in the country of Iran. Transform Iran is a ministry that knows a lot about that, and the CEO of Transform Iran, Lana, is with us to tell us all about what God is doing there in the country of Iran. Lana, what is Transform Iran, and what are you guys doing there in that country?
John, our mission is Iran. We preach the gospel to all Iranians, we plant churches, we disciple believers, we develop leaders, and then we resource and activate the body of Christ into nation-transforming mission.
Well, you are doing so many things there: evangelism, discipleship, church planting, Bible translation, digital ministries. And you know, when we think about the church there in Iran, I know that that is a persecuted church there in that country. Can you give us a little picture of some of the church there in Iran, the believers, and what they have to go through just simply to read God's word, to spend time in fellowship with one another? What's it like there for the church?
It's incredibly difficult for the church in Iran today. It's illegal for anyone to leave Islam and certainly to turn to Christ. It's illegal to buy, print, or distribute Bibles. It's illegal to access them online. So everything that the people of Iran are doing to reach out to find the truth is limited by the government. There's censorship, there's control. Certain media outlets are blocked. Satellite dishes are illegal, and yet they pop up everywhere. The human spirit is there by design, by our creator, to always long for the truth and to find it. And that's what's happening today in Iran. Iranians know deep down something is wrong, and they are looking beyond their borders to find something different. And there, because we're ready for them with the gospel, they're finding Jesus.
And there are reports of supernatural conversions of Iranians having dreams, healings, visions. We should be encouraged here, even though we hear a lot of the discouraging reports in the news about the country of Iran. We should be encouraged that God is moving in that country, Lana.
Yes, God is absolutely moving. We mustn't allow the media version of what is happening in Iran to block our vision. Iran is touched by God, and his eye is on Iran, and he's turning the people of Iran in their thousands, in their tens of thousands, to himself. And there's a rapid growth amongst the people. In fact, as a Christian mission organization, our challenge isn't interest or hunger. Our challenge is, how do we gather this vast harvest, and how do we feed it quick enough to make sure it's rooted in the word of God and growing? So it's exciting times. It's a little bit like in the New Testament, where Peter's out catching fish and Jesus tells him to throw his net the other side. And the Bible tells us that he caught such a large amount of fish that his nets were breaking, and he had to ask his brothers to come and help him with the fish that he had caught. We're a little bit in a similar situation at Transform Iran. There is so much fish and our nets are breaking. Will you come pray for us? Will you come strengthen us? Because the harvest is great.
I want to encourage you to do exactly that, to pray for Transform Iran. Get involved with Transform Iran. You have a weekly newsletter that you offer, and that's just a great resource for people to pray for your ministry. You can go to transformiran.com, transformiran.com. You can find out about all the work that they do in the country of Iran. You can find out ways to pray for the country. You can subscribe to their newsletter. There are just so many ways that you can get involved. Lana, thank you for joining us on the Middle East Report.
Thank you for having me.
It's so exciting to hear what God is doing in the country of Iran, especially when you hear about all the negative things that that regime is doing there in that country. They hate the Jewish people. They hate the state of Israel. They hate the United States. But in the midst of all of that, God is moving in Iran. The church is growing in that country, so I want to encourage you to pray for the believers there in that part of the world. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Thank you for listening.